So I just wanted to welcome everybody.
Oh, I have to talk to this. I've had much of a life as a performer. I just wanted to welcome everybody to the 14th annual Ian P. Sharp lecture. My name is Brian Campbell Smith, and I have the privilege of serving as the. You can't hear. Is this?
Well, not on. Close.
Right. Okay. So is this for the web or is this for the room?
For both.
Okay. Welcome. That's basically what I said so far. I'm Brian Cantwell Smith, and I have the privilege of serving as the Dean of the Faculty of Information Studies. And I want to welcome you on behalf of the Faculty of Information Studies and also on behalf of the Open Source Open Access Project of the Knowledge Media Design Institute. And also, I especially want to offer our introduction to Ira Fuchs, who's going to deliver today's lecture. I'm going to invite Yuta Treviranus to introduce Ira. But I'll just say a word or two about the lecture first. This is a series that was endowed by Ian Sharp, a native Irishman who emigrated to Canada and in his early 30s, I think he was 32 or so, founded a company, a software company called IP Sharp Associates, which grew into a prominent Canadian software company. In fact, it had 600 or 700 employees in 1987 when it was in fact bought by Reuters Canada. Known for a variety of things, an early packet-switched network, known for a mainframe-based email system, and known also for its work on the development of APL. In fact, Ian Sharp had hired Ken Iverson, so that's a certain part of this legacy. After the sale to Reuters, Ian Sharp himself retired in 1989, and that at the moment of retirement endowed the lectureship. And the funds were to be used, and I quote here, to bring internationally renowned individuals to campus to explore the transformative effects of information practice. I myself can't think of an information practice that is having more transformative effects than the development of the open source software movement, and I can't imagine anybody who has had more exhibited more leadership with respect to open source software within the context of universities and colleges and higher education than Ira Fuchs, today's lecturer. And so it's a particular delight to welcome him. And I just want to say that I believe that the open source and also open access aspects of software design and information practice really fundamentally represent and embody and advance the values to which, for one of the reasons I came back to Canada, that our Canadian values and Toronto values and University of Toronto values and values that the Faculty of Information Studies is committed to as well. So